Hi, you're listening to Academic Writing Podcasts.
Brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name's Jonathan.
And my name is Imani. In today's podcast, we'll talk about describing change following up on the previous podcast. Following up on the previous podcast about describing change, you'll now hear a sample text that Jonathan will read. Before we get started, I'd like to ask you some questions to make sure you understand the passage. How do plants improve air quality? Who plants trees in cities?
One of the responses to climate change that has moved toward widespread implementation is tree planting. Because plants convert carbon dioxide to oxygen, trees play an essential role in maintaining air quality. The expansion of rainforest programs in numerous countries is designed to halt the elimination of important forest ecosystems. In some cases, the legal language regarding these programs needs to be refined in order to encourage foresters to preserve existing trees, rather than just cutting them down and planting new trees. In cities, tree planting occurs at a much smaller scale. Programs in some cities help homeowners, business owners, and community groups to acquire young trees and plant them locally. However, all of these efforts will result in a marked change in the number of healthy trees worldwide.
Now we'll introduce our vocabulary words. The first is to refine. To refine means to improve something by making small changes to it.
For example, this theory still needs a little refining.
Or, examining a wide array of books and articles will refine your thinking and thus your reporting and writing.
This process allows the students to practice and refine computer skills for practical projects and gain collaborative experience needed for employment.
Or, I further refine my search to remain true to my research question to include only those studies in which there was contact between the adults as well as with the children.
As we get older, we often find that our tastes become more and more refined.
Great example. And again, that is to refine.
Another word is perceptible change, meaning gradual change that we are able to notice if barely. For example, her foreign accent was barely perceptible.
The price increase has had no perceptible effect on sales.
Another one. Due to sudden change of attention from text to graphics, verbally oriented students often missed the beginning of most animation.
Or, relative improvement occurs when there is gradual change against the standard. As you could see from the previous sentences, you can use different words to introduce the kind of change that you're talking about. So, barely perceptible, or sudden, or gradual. Again, that's perceptible change.
We would also like to introduce you to recover. This means to win back a position or return to some particular level or status, something that has been lost.
You could say, the aim of this paper is to recover the stabilizing design procedure from linear time invariant systems to switched linear control systems.
Alternatively, I can't go out tonight, I'm still recovering from last night.
Great example. Again, that's to recover. Our next word is to acquire. To acquire means to gain something by your own efforts, ability, or behavior, or to obtain something by buying it or being given it.
For example, how long will it take to acquire the necessary skills?
Or, alternatively, you could say, DeRay's dissertation analyzed how presidents acquire their leadership skills.
In business, we talk about mergers and acquisitions. This is when one company might acquire another company. And this is not to be confused with a choir, which is a singing group usually in a chapel or a church.
Again, that's to acquire. Our next word is to convert. You can convert something from something and to make a change from one form, purpose, or system to another. Or you could convert something to, just putting the emphasis on the end result of the change.
For example, it might be helpful to convert these to long-term goals and draw up an action plan.
Or, in online education, they have been able to convert from one system to another.
Recently, he converted from Christianity to Islam.
Again, that's to convert.
We can also introduce you to the term the move towards. This is something that we talk about when we're heading in the direction of something. For example,
certain proteins measured in the blood can help move towards a diagnosis.
Another one, if teachers are to move towards working at higher levels of internet use, additional aspects of web learning must be employed.
Or the move towards increased specialization and the widespread adoption of technology have led to changes in military jobs. And notice in the last sentence we used the move as a noun instead of a verb, so you can do both.
So this is to move towards.
Our next word is to maintain. To maintain means to make something continue at the same level or standard.
For example, despite the disruptions, the Aboriginals in Australia tried to maintain their traditions of art and documentation.
There is an urgent need to maintain the chain of evidence from data providers into compilations.
It's not always easy to maintain a consensus in a free-thinking democratic organization where the positions on issues aren't set in stone.
Finally, the two countries have always maintained close relations.
We also talk about maintaining the status quo, maintaining relationships, maintaining a balance.
And you might remember from last podcast the phrase to restore. To restore and to maintain are kind of similar in that they both refer to previous way that something existed, but maintain implies that it's always stayed the same, whereas restore means to bring back something that was lost. Again, that's to maintain.
So another word is expansion of. This is an act of increasing or making something increase in size, amount, or importance.
You could say that energy use is closely related to income, and the rapid economic expansion of developing countries such as India and China will help drive this increase in energy use.
We can also say the expansion of scientific knowledge always seems to bring about further recognition of humanity's rather small place in the grand scheme of things.
Or modern innovative curricula facilitates the expansion of the school psychologist's role.
So this is expansion.
Our final phrase is elimination of. To eliminate means to remove or get rid of something.
For example, the author believes elimination of the eighth grade will also be beneficial for developmental, social, and disciplinary reasons.
Or the elimination of lead from gasoline has likely been a major factor in environmental improvements.
Another one. The Great Lakes Binational Toxic Strategy is based on a commitment to virtual elimination of certain toxins made by the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement.
And again, that was elimination of.
So now Imani will read the same text to you once more, this time at a slightly reduced pace.
One of the responses to climate change that has moved towards widespread implementation is tree planting. Because plants convert carbon dioxide into oxygen, trees play an essential role in maintaining air quality. The expansion of reforestation programs in numerous countries is designed to halt the elimination of important forest ecosystems. In some cases, the legal language regarding these programs need to be refined in order to encourage foresters to preserve existing trees rather than just cutting them down and planting new ones. In cities, tree planting occurs at a much smaller scale. Programs in some cities help homeowners, business owners, and community groups to acquire young trees and to plant them locally. Hopefully, all of these efforts will result in a marked change in the number of healthy trees worldwide.
So now you will hear our target phrases one by one.
To refine.
Perceptible change.
To recover.
To acquire.
To convert from something to something else.
Expansion of.
The move towards.
Elimination of.
To maintain. Now we'll ask you some questions about the vocabulary to check your memory. How could you describe keeping a situation the same way that it was in the past? To maintain.
When you wake up in the morning and you have a headache and you had a very hard night out the night before, the process you will now go through. To recover.
How might you describe something that is removed entirely? Elimination. Thank you for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast.
I'm Jonathan Harmon from New Zealand.
And I'm Imani Berg from the U.S. You can find a PDF of all the vocabulary we use today at academics.hse.ru/podcasts, or you could find us on iTunes.
We hope after this, as a result, you have refined your language to more than barely perceptible levels, or at least recovered it if you were once there. So we do hope that you will be able to convert some of these new terms and over into your acquired language resource.
We'll see you next time.